What has rows and rows of sharp teeth, sucks blood, and rings up a $20 million tab? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. If you were thinking shark or maybe blockbuster vampire movie, no, it's actually the sea lamprey. It's an invasive parasite found in every one of the Great Lakes. It invaded the lakes in the early 20th century, and no one's been able to get rid of it. It's a fish with a round mouth that works like a suction cup. It latches onto bigger fish like lake trout and salmon, and it gets fat, drinking their blood. Fishery managers in the U.S. and Canada work to keep this parasite in check. It costs $20 million a year. Those are your tax dollars, by the way. Mark Gaydon is with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. It's the commission's job to protect the multi-billion dollar fishery. Gaydon says the lamprey control program has beaten back the lamprey's numbers by 90%. And he says, for now, the humans are winning.
The threat for lampreys at the moment is like a coiled spring. As long as you have your thumb on it, you're going to be okay. But the moment you let up on that control, they're going to spring back pretty quickly out of control.
He says, we're probably stuck with the lamprey forever. That means we'll be continuing to spend millions of dollars every single year. This is the Environment Report. So we've been wrestling with the sea lamprey for decades, and maybe you're wondering, who's actually out there in the trenches? Well, Dustin Dwyer caught up with one of these people, a lamprey hunter.
John Stegmeyer stands in a shady stretch of Sand Creek near Grand Rapids, looking like a Ghostbuster. He's wearing waterproof waders and has a metal box strapped to his back with wires and knobs sticking out. I meet him in the middle of the stream where he's prowling for sea lamprey larvae. But he tells me to stay up on a log out of the water because he's packing a charge.
That's giving little pulses of electricity into the water. And then if one comes up, then we give them a fast pulse. And that would keep them from being able to swim. And we're able to scoop them up with our paddles here.
They go into a bucket, alive. Then they're counted for a survey. These surveys help determine where the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decides to dump a poison targeted specifically for sea lamprey. Stegmeyer is one of just a dozen people on a survey team that's responsible for testing every stream and river in the entire Lower Peninsula, plus the southern shores of Lake Erie. On days like this one, in the gentle stream of Sand Creek, he says it's a fun job.
But there are days on little trout streams and beautiful woods, and there are days in agricultural ditches next to dairy farms that might smell a little. And there's some industrial ditches.
In short, he has to go wherever the sea lamprey larvae go, and sometimes they go to some inconvenient places. It's all part of the battle to keep the sea lamprey in check. And Stegmeyer says it's not exactly a losing battle.
We're kind of winning it, but it's only a kind of win, because we can't get rid of them.
What they can do is control them, keep the population low. Stegmeyer says if they weren't doing this, sea lampreys could devastate the multi-billion dollar fishing industry in the Great Lakes. But even with the treatments, every year sea lampreys make it farther up Michigan's rivers to spawn. And every year there's more area for his small team to cover, and more places that need chemical treatment. Treatment that can get extremely expensive. Still, the battle must be fought. For the Environment Report, I'm Dustin Dwyer.
You can take a look at a sea lamprey's ugly little face and see photos of what a lamprey does to fish at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.